You are listening to the Novel Writing Podcast, episode 99. Grab a cup, cozy up, and let's get to writing. Today's episode is about the difference between temperament and personality. If you've ever filled out a character questionnaire or tried to figure out those two things in the 60-day novel writing challenge and got confused about how they're different, then this episode is for you. First off, temperament and personality are not the same thing, but they are related. So what is temperament? This is from Wikipedia. In psychology, temperament broadly refers to consistent individual differences in behavior that are biologically based and are relatively independent of learning, system of values, and attitudes. Temperament has been defined as the constellation of inborn traits that determine a child's unique behavioral style in the way he or she experiences and reacts to the world. And some commentators see temperament as one factor underlying personality. And that's the end of my Wikipedia quote. We can see evidence of temperament in the Greeks, and there are four humors in medicine. Temperament is typically described as one of four primary types. Number one, sanguine. Number two, choleric. Number three, phlegmatic. And number four, melancholic. Now, if you've never heard these words before and you have no idea what they mean, we will do a full episode on just the four primary types of temperament in the future. Each of those primary types of temperaments encompasses related emotions and characteristics that are especially useful for understanding our characters. Psych Central says, "You were born with your temperament, but your personality developed gradually." If you were described as a quiet child or a needy child, you know, the way that parents talk about their infants to describe their moods or disposition, that's temperament. Our temperaments inform certain parts of our personalities, but they are not the same thing. So what is personality? Personality is the whole self, both what we do and why we do it. Our experiences, upbringing, social environment, friends, family, and more can all influence our personalities. It includes your favorite color, what kind of music you listen to, how you dress, the kinds of people you hang out with, how you approach challenges, your sense of humor, and so much more. Personality develops as we age, and we can change our personalities if circumstances require us to, and if we're committed to doing so. There's a book by Benjamin Hardy called Personality Isn't Permanent, and he's right. We can alter our own personalities over time with targeted behavior change. That presents great options for character arcs to include personality shifts throughout a book or a series. As for types of personalities, you have probably heard of Myers-Briggs or the 16 Types Quiz, which are both for assessing your personality. Those two assessments place you on scales for introversion and extroversion, thinking and feeling, sensing and intuition, and judging and perceiving. If you've ever done one of those tests before, you probably know your four letters. Mine fluctuate between INFJ, meaning introverted, intuitive, feeling, and judging, and INTJ, where the feeling and the thinking are swapped. And I've done the 16 types quiz a few times, and I've also had a full-fledged Myers-Briggs test done by a career coach, and I fluctuate around the middle on some of those axes, but it's always consistent. You can use all sorts of different personality tests to help flesh out your characters, including Myers-Briggs, Enneagram, and Gretchen Rubin's Four Tendencies, just to name a few that I've used. If you remember nothing else from this episode, you will do just fine if you remember that temperament is typically permanent and it informs personality, but they are not the same. That's it for today's episode. You can find links to all of the sources for today's topic in the description. Thanks for joining me, and remember, the first draft is supposed to be garbage. The Novel Writing Podcast is a production of Tally Inc. To find out more about our writing resources, including the 60-day novel writing challenge, check out the links in the description.